on the Donegal side, we are so far from Dublin and from our own air support, and situations arise quite regularly with these vehicles that are failing to stop, and they do pose a serious risk to life on both sides of the border. So certainly, we would see no reason why it shouldn't be explored that air support, you know, air support comes without the complication of ground crews in relation to jurisdiction or firearms carrying, and that it really is only an eye in the sky. It's only gathering evidence. And, you know, there is a precedent set with Irish Air Corps helicopters involved in firefighting in South Armagh during the summer there in Slieve Gullion, and the RAF have over the years played a part in many air sea rescues in Irish jurisdiction. So surely it would make sense that if that valuable resource is available, to, or even if our helicopter happened to be up in Donegal, which it probably wouldn't be, that both services should share perhaps air support, and it could contribute to tackling this plague, as you say, of dangerous driving with people failing to stop.
And it would be, as you say, in the interest of both the police and the Gardaí equally.
Yes, well, I mean, we are aware that we're in an era of cooperation, and we constantly hear that's been said by senior officers in both forces, and it is of great benefit because, you know, criminals don't recognise the border. So there was talk in the past of a corridor where actually ground pursuits would be allowed to cross over and back, which in fairness was being explored, and that would be very complicated and involve lots of legal issues and sensitivities and political sensitivities. But certainly to have a camera in the sky that's merely gathering evidence and helping guide officers on the ground, it would appear from looking at the outside something that could be achieved relatively simply.